It's Thursday, August 21st, and with your 5 p.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. At the NetBank Future for Business Conference, now wrapping up at Durum Bos in Windhoek, Vision Africa Managing Director Cornelius Paulton delivered a presentation titled "The Data That Should Inform Our Decisions." Our Angie Scholtz has the details.
He highlighted how data-driven insights are essential for smarter business strategies, stressing that owner-management businesses and SMEs must move beyond institution alone. Dalton noted that reliable data can uncover market trends, customer needs, and operational inefficiencies, enabling businesses to make timely evidence-based decisions. He urged entrepreneurs to embrace data tools and analytics as key enablers of growth, resilience, and competitiveness in today's fast-changing economy.
Petrofund has announced the launch of next year's scholarship program aimed at equipping citizens with skills for careers in the oil and gas industry. According to spokesperson Shoki Kanjimi, applications are now open online with a focus on disciplines including advanced postgraduate courses.
So for undergraduate, of course, we have a focus on in your primary areas, which is engineering, geosciences. Of course, we have also introduced what we call instrumentation technology at a university in Canada because it's a specialty that we need in the industry currently. Postgraduate, it's now an area where you specialize. Petroleum engineering, geosciences, petroleum geosciences, petrophysics, and all those specialized courses, even oil and gas law, for instance.
In South Africa, AfriForum has criticized the government for denying the racial and political motivation behind farm attacks following a report by the U.S. Department of State. The organization says the Department of International Relations and Cooperation's claims that these attacks are part of general crime ignore decades of evidence. AfriForum's Jacques Broederick warns that until farm attacks are treated as priority crimes, rural communities will remain under threat.
The government's refusal to acknowledge the true nature of these attacks and its silence when politicians or others inside violence against minorities through, among other things, the Kill the Boer chant is part of the problem. By denying what is plain to see, the government is not only failing victims, it is encouraging perpetrators.
To Nigeria, where cosmetologist Gift Usen, born with one fully developed hand, represents many Nigerians who struggle to access affordable prosthetics, as per Reuters, Immortal Cosmetic Arm aims to change that with its Obokobong Bionic Arm, a human-like prosthetic powered by brain signals. The company hopes to launch production with government or NGO support to make it affordable and has already received orders from the United States, United Kingdom, Australia and Ghana. Ukraine has called on its allies to make progress on what security guarantees they could provide as part of a peace deal with Russia. The U.S. has been pushing for an end to the conflict, but warns that Europe will have to do the heavy lifting when it comes to providing Kiev with long-term security. Our correspondent in Brussels is William Denslow.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for a clearer sense of the plans for the country's protection within the next 10 days. With the Trump administration pushing for a peace plan to take root, pressure's building on Kiev's allies in Europe to provide more concrete assurances. The US has ruled out sending forces to Ukraine, dismissed the notion of NATO membership, and suggests it seeks to play a minimal role in providing Kyiv with lasting security. Some European allies have suggested the possibility of a reassurance force and have promised more details on security guarantees in the coming days. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.